Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, November 18th, 2005. Today's message is a bit longer than usual due to what I have to share. Today's message is titled, The Great Chasm. I show two scripture verses that may not initially seem related, but I believe as I present the message you will see a relevance to both. First of all, from Luke 16, verse 26, and then from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 17 and 18. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words. Yesterday, I shared concerning the homegoing of my mother. We are so blessed by the responses we receive with email notes, email cards, and calls, and even visits. In fact, I have placed these messages into a single compilation, and I expect to receive ongoing comfort, encouragement, and perspective from them. If any readers would care to share a note, I would be blessed to add them to this compilation, and I'm sure they would be a blessing to others as well. Today, let me again share from my heart and personal experience. I mentioned above that I was blessed by the perspectives many shared. The death of a parent is something we all have or will experience if we live long enough. Often the degree of loss and pain is related to the closeness of our relationship. And the closer we are, the more pain and sense of loss we likely feel. Mom's last months were very hard, both physically and emotionally. We tried to help her as best we could. She expressed strong feelings about not wanting to go to an institutional setting. Due to age and mental impairment, she seemed to increasingly misunderstand our intentions when we carried out our responsibilities as her caregiver. I just wasn't as patient, gentle, nor understanding as I should have been with her at times. Expressions of care really just didn't seem to get through. Several of you, in writing your notes to us, brought the perspective that we were already feeling. There are things we wanted to say just one last time, but were unable to do so. It's over. I committed her to God just prior to her passing. Since her passing, I have also expressed to her my love and sentiments to the effect, Mom, I hope you know that I care deeply and that Brooksine and I did the best we could. In considering the scriptures, the first daily text comes to mind. It is the story of a rich man and Lazarus. It is a powerful portion, and much can be gleaned from it. In fact, if you go to the website today or email post, there's a link to the entire passage. However, I'm especially intrigued by the phrase, a great chasm has been fixed. Now, this is specifically referring to the chasm between the rich man in hell and those who remained on earth, whom he desperately wanted to warn. However, clearly, this same chasm exists between heaven and earth as well. For it is equally true that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us. We just can't willingly pass back and forth between heaven and earth. Once we die, this chasm is indeed fixed. That's what I am now experiencing. The two-way communication has been completely curtailed. This is so hard. But the second daily text has a strongly implied promise. It's the great rapture passage, and the entire context is linked to below as well. It's a promise concerning the coming of the Lord and expressly addresses a concern the Thessalonian believers had concerning their deceased loved ones. Paul assured them that actually the dead would arise first, then those living will be caught up together with them. That will be a great reunion. We, note the plural, will be with the Lord forever. Paul wanted them to encourage each other with these words. The basis of the encouragement is that they would once again be together with their deceased loved ones. This is a biblical truth, and so will we. I so desire and expect to hear my dad, who died in 1998, say, "Son, thanks so much for taking care of your mom as I asked you to before I came home." Perhaps my mom will say to Brooksine and me, "Thank you for your care during my final years on earth. I know you tried to do what was best for me." That will be wonderful, and I pray each reader will find similar encouragement in these sentiments. Be encouraged today, each one of you. This is Stephen C. Weber, and now Brooksine will be sharing a prayer with us that she wrote today.
Jesus, you are the all-seeing, all-hearing, and all-knowing Savior who communicates with those in heaven and those of us on earth. How frightening it would be to think that you had this unfathomable power and would use it for evil. But we know through your holy word and because of your divine character that you use it only for good and never for evil. We are the recipients of your goodness, and your favor lasts not only for a lifetime, but for all eternity. When those we love shed their corruptible mortal bodies, we struggle with the finality of such an event. The exchange of conversation and the sharing of each other's thoughts has ended. Jesus, I need continual reminding that the final event of my life will only take place when you ordain it. To know that I will be with you forever is truly encouraging and takes a great load of care off my shoulders today. Keep my focus heavenward as I fix my eyes not on what is seen, but on that which is eternal. As I do so, the cares of this world will have proper perspective, and the allurement to sin will diminish in light of eternity.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Brooksine. That is our prayer for you today. This is a ministry called DailyEncouragement.net, and these are messages that I prepare each morning, and right now you're getting a glimpse of a very personal part of my life, the passing of my mother just 2 days ago. We realize we're just ordinary people, and my desire is to encourage, and I'm so thankful for my wife's support as well. The website is DailyEncouragement.net, and should you go to that site today, or any time this weekend for that matter, there is additional materials. It was a theological type of a message I shared today, indicating some real questions we have about how it all works, and I have some additional notes below the encouragement in that regard. Let me also share that so many have sent condolences to us, primarily through email messages, some of those wonderful online cards as well as calls. And we are so blessed by that. If any of you care to do so, just go to the website and there is a link to a form that you can use. Or if you receive this through an email, just respond to the email message. I'm compiling all of those messages and expect to see them to be a blessing not only to Brooksine and I, but to others that may choose to read them. And then just kind of a long-term remembrance. They are wonderful, and incidentally, many of them do include such insightful perspectives, and I'm being blessed in that regard as well. Well, Mom's memorial service will be this Monday at the Mount Pleasant Brethren in Christ, a small country church that we attend outside of Mount Joy, Pennsylvania. I realize whether it's the web, the email, or the podcast now that most of our recipients, our listeners and readers are of course, unable to attend, but it is amazing. I know we have quite a few local readers to the material as well, and I would be blessed to see you. It's, again, at the Mount Pleasant Brethren in Christ Church near Mount Joy, Pennsylvania. I will provide directions if any would like to email to me, where that is. The service is this coming Monday. That date for that Monday is the 21st, at 11 o'clock there at the church. 10 o'clock we'll have a time when we will gather and have people receiving friends and family. Due to my mom being from Missouri, it's really sort of sad. She's disconnected, only living the last several years in this area, but amazingly she made a lot of friends even in this area. Well, be blessed today. Thank you for your interest in us. May you be mightily encouraged.